to the SearchSystemsChannel.com podcast. This is Nicole Harding, Associate Editor. Today's guest is expert Ed Tittle, author of more than 100 computing books, including Microsoft Windows 7 In-Depth. Ed will answer some frequently asked questions about resolving a Windows 7 crash or freeze. Thanks for joining us, Ed.
Great to be here, Nicole.
So what's the best way to tackle a Windows 7 blue screen of death and black screen?
Well, when these kinds of Windows 7 crashes occur, solutions providers should look at crash dumps, which are sometimes called mini-dump files. Windows creates these for debugging, and you'll find them either in the %system/memory.dmp file or in the %winder/mini-dump folder. Such files often point to the cause of any BSOD or black screen issues, such as video adapter problems or application bugs. Use the Blue Screen View tool by Nearsoft or the Windows debugging tools to dig into these crash dumps.
Many customers report a Windows 7 crash or freeze when it wakes up from sleep mode or hibernation. What's the fix?
Yeah, been there, done that. No fun. Make sure the computer's motherboard has the most up-to-date BIOS and that the Advanced Configuration and Power Interface, also known as ACPI, drivers are up to date. Next, check the ACPI-related BIOS settings. These settings should support multiple sleep modes, and you may have to experiment with those settings to identify the one or the ones that are least likely to cause a Windows 7 crash or hang. On some of my affected systems, I've had to disable power-saving features. This usually works too, but doing so means that laptop users may need to run on AC power rather than battery, unless the laptop has a fairly new battery that can hold a charge for at least a few hours. If a PC has video problems coming out of sleep mode, you might also change the network driver's power management settings. Surprisingly, these too can cause video-related problems. In the Network Adapters category in Device Manager, right-click the Network Adapter entry, then select Properties. On the Power Management tab, select Allow this device to wake the computer, and then click OK. You might also check the mini-dump file, because Windows 7 crashes can also be related to device issues. If a problem is related to some device, uninstall, then reinstall the device itself, and make sure its drivers are up to date.
So how can solutions providers fix a random Windows 7 freeze?
A random Windows 7 freeze occurs when it locks up and stops responding, but displays neither a BSOD nor a memory dump. Random freezes can be particularly frustrating for customers and solution providers because they seem to occur out of the blue and are often quite challenging and time-consuming to resolve. The first thing you should do is disable all unnecessary startup programs on the Startup tab in the System Configuration utility. To open System Configuration, type msconfig in the search box in the Start menu, then select msconfig.exe from the results list. Be conservative when disabling programs listed on the Startup tab in this program. You should disable only one or two programs at a time. Reboot the computer and ensure that it runs properly when those programs are missing before you hand the PC back to the customer. Solutions providers should also uninstall unneeded applications using the Control Panel's Program and Features item. It's always a good idea to clean the Windows 7 registry as well, especially on computers that have had a lot of software installed. You can use any of the proven and reliable registry cleaning utilities, such as CCleaner or NCleaner. If none of those methods resolves the problem, you probably need to increase the RAM in the PC.
Ed Tittle, full-time freelance writer, Windows 7 expert and author. Thank you so much for your time.
As always, Nicole, it's a real pleasure.
And thanks for listening to this FAQ podcast from SearchSystemsChannel.com.